If there is a theme to Kuhlhaas's body of work, which has spanned buildings and cities as diverse as Moscow, Milan, and Beijing, Seattle, and Seoul, as well as at least 10 books, he co-authors many, it is this. He's drawn to that which he feels has been given insufficient attention by his peers. Whether it's a point of view, a building material, the retail experience, or a city in Nigeria. I basically tried to put on the agenda issues and aspects that I felt were being ignored, he says of his career. A project in his hometown of Rotterdam is designed, so the best view is from passing cars. A museum in Moscow's Gorky Park is an abandoned restaurant clad in lowly polycarbonate plastic. He wrote a book on Lagos and co-edited the Harvard Design School Guide to Shopping. While Kuhlhaas may have foreseen some of the challenges and shortcomings of the pandemic, it has accentuated, he was caught by surprise by the lack of the preparedness of Western nations. Having built perhaps his most iconic building, the headquarters of the Chinese state-owned television network, CCTV, in Beijing, he was dismayed that China was considered an outlier. There's a form of xenophobia where the distance between the West and China is constantly increasing, he says. Blatant arms were going off were not really conceived here. He's also taken aback, but this time pleasantly at how quickly the world changed when the gravity of the situation did finally become clear. It has surprised me enormously the incredible financial means that have been released, he says, especially given how difficult it has been to get any resources directed to the large changes in the climate. Similarly, he was impressed by the incredible flexibility that people have shown in terms of changing their behavior in the most radical way. Architects are both students and catalysts of human behavior. They want to understand it and to change it. Kuhlhaas has lost some of his faith that architecture alone can solve problems. But I do believe, he says, and I've had the luck of experiencing in person, that sometimes you get to combine a number of demands and a number of needs in a particular context in a way that creates an event that is deeply satisfying for quite a long time. In other words, sometimes Kuhlhaas's crazy schemes have worked, and that is enough.